ends up with a total of 15. And Sam Julin currently joining me here in the post-game show. And, well, Sam, this has got to be a fun one. It's been a battle all game. You guys pull away with the fourth quarter. Walk us through this one. A fun one to be on the right side of.
Yeah, for sure. Started out a little slow. First two games, we just felt really confident in this one. I don't know what was going through our heads that time, but came through, made it close. Second quarter, they pulled away a little bit, brought it back close, down by two at half. Came out, struggling a little more, came in the fourth quarter, put it away, started hitting shots, played more defense.
Talk about it from your perspective, 14 in the first half, really lighting it up from beyond the arc. It didn't seem like you can miss at different points. What was really clicking from beyond the arc for you tonight?
And all those shots just were in rhythm and felt good. Yep. They were just, the guys were getting it inside out, and all the shots were right in the money pocket and going in.
You look at this, you're just your third game. The team sat for 6 days. Your first two games weren't close. Talk about what a game like this does for your team. I mean, this was close all the way until the fourth quarter. A much different paced game than I'm sure you're used to seeing, at least for the first two this year.
Yeah, this is the first team that we versed this year that actually pressed, so we had to prepare for that more and find the right guys, cut, you know, flash every spot that was open. We just prepared a little differently for this one.
And then you get ready for back-to-back. Talk about a weird schedule, 6 days off now, back-to-back. Talk about the mindset going into that. I mean, it's got to be challenging. You've sat 6 days. Now you've got Newell Fonda to get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, Newell Fonda is going to press us the whole game. That's what we prepared for again. We just got to play strong mentally and physically, and we should come out with the W tomorrow night.
All right, congrats on the game, Sam.
Thank you.
Here in the post-game show continuing, as joining me now is going to be Ryan Clare, 22 points for you. Talk about this game, a physical game. You get 22, it's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does. Really, we just had to get the ball movement, and we just started hitting shots and clicking. So that's really what helped us.
Talk about your game today. You get 5 in the first half, 22 total. But perhaps the most important stretch is the free throws down the stretch that you make. You make 8 key free throws in the second half. It's got to be a lot of gym time to be able to just stand there with the crowd like it was tonight and knock down the free throws seemingly with ease.
Yeah, I've been starting to put more time in for the free throws, trying to get more fouls so that way I can get these big-time shots.
And then talk about this from the rivalry game perspective. This is the first game for first win in the series since 2019 for East Sac County. It's got to feel good. These Falcons, it's normally a close game, but your team the last few years has been on the wrong side of them.
Yeah, no, this is a big momentum changer. I think going into tomorrow, this will help. This will help us a lot.
And then, like I asked Sam, I mean, a big switch here. 6 days off, back to back. I mean, talk about that. It's the early part of the season, so you guys are probably used to a weird schedule, but it's got to be a big mindset change here in the early going.
Yeah, we just got to come back. We got to put all effort into this next game that we have.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the game tonight.
Thank you.